Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail. And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventative maintenance, or a new unit. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations."
Here's the top New Year's resolutions for 2020. 1. Lose weight. 2. Control finances. So Farmers and Merchants Bank has turned our drive-thrus into jog-thrus. Now you can jog through your favorite drive-thru and take care of business while you lose weight. Just kidding, but we can help with your finances. Relax and watch our Money IQ videos at mebanking.com or come by and talk to a real person. That's so 2020. Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
Well, Marion out on the floor, getting ready to inbound the ball to start the second half. Mount Tom still getting some last-second instructions from head coach Del Aire. Now they come out on the floor. Now we're ready to get the second half started. Joy Montgomery inbound the ball on the near sideline for the Lady Patriots. They'll be moving left to right in the second half. She gets into Delaney. We're back underway. Delaney throws over to Montgomery on the right side. Mount Tom once again in a man-to-man defense. Montgomery trying to figure out where to go with it. Now she'll throw it up top to Robbins. Back over to Montgomery. Down in the lane to Henderson. She finds Kale right under the basket for the shot. Good. With Adriana Kale, boy, she is just around that basket. She has been tough to contend with. She has 12 points so far. We are 30 seconds into the second half. Here's Martin into the front court. 26-21. Marion leading. Gilbert with it up top. Throws over to Yates on the left side. Now Yates will dribble it to the top. Gives it to Martin. Martin's going to drill down to the lane. Now kicks out to Jackson in the left corner. She puts up the three-pointer. No good. Offensive rebound for Yates. She'll dribble back out. Throw it to Martin. Martin will try her hand at the three-pointer. Will not go. The long rebound chased down by Robbins. And back come the Lady Patriots. 50 seconds into this second half as Marion has the ball leading by five. Ball goes over to Delaney on the right side. Up top to Montgomery. Over to Robbins on the left wing. Robbins will dribble near the corner. Now she's going down into the lane. Finds Kale. Tries to give it to Kale, but ball is knocked around. Kale finally does get it back. Puts a shot up off the glass. No good. Gets her own rebound. Now throws it up top to Delaney. Over on the left side, it goes to Robbins. Up top down to Montgomery. Over to Delaney on the left side. Back up top to Montgomery. Montgomery dribbles between the circles. 6:37 left to play in the third quarter. Montgomery's going to drill into the lane. Now it's going to go up for the leading jumper. Will not go. And the rebound's controlled by Emma Martin. She's trying to get out of a triple team. And she finally does in the backcourt. And she'll throw it into the front court to Yates all by herself for the easy layup off the glass and in. Addison Yates with 6 points. And it's back to a three-point margin, 26-23, Lady Patriots leading with 6:10 left in the third quarter. Delaney drills to the left wing. Now she's going down into the corner. She's going in for the layup. Will not go, but draws contact and will head to the free throw line with 6:04 left to play in the third quarter. Kate Gilbert picks up her first personal foul. That's the first team foul against Mountain Home here in the second half. So Kiana Delaney at the free throw line for the where so far she is 0-1 with 4 points. Delaney's first shot is up. Good. That makes it a two-possession game once again. One more free throw coming for Kiana Delaney. Delaney's second shot is up. She gets both. She now has 6 points. She's 2-for-3 from the free throw line tonight. 28-23, Marion leading it. A little over 6 minutes left in the third quarter. Gilbert into the front court. Drills up at the top. Now gives there to Martin. Martin will drill toward the left side. Now goes back up to the top, takes a screen for Foreman, drills to the right side, throws it up top to Yates. Yates going to pull up for the three-pointer, and misses everything. It goes out of bounds, and it'll be Marion's basketball with 5:45 left in the third quarter. Here's Robbins quickly into the front court with it on the left wing, up top to Delaney. Back over to Robbins, back up top to Delaney. Delaney looking to drill to the right elbow. Now throws it over to Montgomery. Montgomery's three-pointer. No good. Long rebound. Is knocked around. And Montgomery's able to get the offensive board. She will find Kale in the lane for the layup off the glass and in. Adriana Kale now with 14 points. 30-23. It's now a three-possession lead for the Lady Patriots with 5:15 left in the third quarter. Here's Gilbert with it. Dribbles on the left wing. Now takes was about to take the screen for Foreman. Now she will and throws up top to Yates. Over to Martin on the right side. Martin takes the screen from Yates. Ball goes up top to Foreman. Over to Gilbert near the left corner. Gilbert's going to drill down towards the lane, going in for the layup. No good, but draws contact and will head to the free throw line with 4:54 left in the third quarter. Deidreana Kale picks up her second personal foul. First team foul against Marion here in the second half. Kate Gilbert back at the free throw line where she's 2 of 2 with 7 points. First free throw up and in. So that makes it a two-possession game once again. One more free throw coming up for Gilbert. Second shot is up, and she gets both. She now has 9 points, 30-25. Lady Patriots leading it with less than 5 minutes left of the quarter. Here's Delaney into the front court. Looks like Mount's home now in a 2-3 zone. Ball's with Delaney up between the circles. Over the left side, on the right side, excuse me, to Montgomery. Finds Kale in the lane. She's going in for the layup. Shot was blocked by Foreman, and Gilbert comes up with the basketball. Gilbert into the front court. Dribbles to the right side. Now she's going down into lane, going up for another layup, and she'll draw contact once again. Kate Gilbert go back to the line for another pair of free throws. Adriana Kale picks up her third personal foul, second team foul against the Lady Patriots here in the second half. 4:22 left to play in the third quarter. Kate Gilbert goes back to the free throw line where she is a perfect 4-for-4 with 9 points. Gilbert's first shot is up, rolls around and falls out. Emily Payne's going to check in for Leah Jackson from Mountain Home. Kale's going to take a seat with her third foul as she's replaced by Santia Robinson. So one more free throw coming up for Gilbert. Second shot is up, and she misses both. And the rebound's chased down by Montgomery. 30-25, Lady Patriots' lead stays with 4:15 left. Here's Robbins with up top, throws over on the left side to Robinson. Up top to Delaney. Back over on the right side to Robbins. Now, ball goes to Delaney. Back to Robbins, over on the left side to Robinson. Robinson's going to drill down to the corner. Now throws back up top to Robbins. Back over to Robinson. She finds Henderson at the left elbow. Down to Delaney on the low block. She's going in for the left shot. It's blocked, but they're going to say she was fouled from behind with 3:53 left in the third quarter as Anna Grace Foreman picks up her third personal foul, second team foul here in the second half against the Lady Bombers. So Kiana Delaney back at the free throw line where she is 2-3 with 6 points. First free throw is up. No good. So looks like it'll stay a two-possession game even if she gets this next free throw. Delaney's second shot is up, and she gets it. 1 of 2 on this trip. She now has 7 points. 31-25, Lady Patriots leading it with less than 4 minutes left in the third quarter. Gilbert across the timeline for the Lady Bombers. Dribbles to the left wing, throws up top to Yates. Over to Martin on the right side. Down in the paint to Foreman. Foreman's going to put up the shot. Shot is blocked. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Marion. It will be Mountain Home inbounding it on the baseline. With 3:39 left in the third quarter. 6-point Marion advantage. Gilbert looking to inbound it. Throws it on the right side to Martin. Martin's going to pull up for the three-pointer on the wing. Good. Emma Martin with 7 points. 31-28. Mounts home cuts the margin to 1 possession. Here is Delaney with it up top. Throws her on the left side to Robinson. Back up top to Delaney. Over on the right side to Robbins. Now up top to Robinson. Robinson will drill to the left elbow. She's going down the lane. Loses the handle of the ball. Emily Payne comes up with a steal. And that is Marion's 8th turnover of the night. 31-28, Marion leading it with 3:10 left in the third quarter. Here is Gilbert with the ball on the left wing, throws it up top to Yates. Over on the right side to Martin. Martin's going to drill to the corner. Now picks up a drill, throws it up top to Yates. Finds Foreman in the lane, going in for the layup, off the glass, rolls around and goes in. Anna Grace Foreman with 8 points. And is a 1-point margin, and Shunda Johnson has seen enough. She's going to take a timeout. We'll break with 2:54 left to play in the third quarter. Mountain Home cuts the margin to a point. 31-30 is our score. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Since 1983, Knox Orthopedics has been the go-to place for total joint replacements. Continuing their reputation for excellence, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell employ the latest state-of-the-art replacement techniques and components to give each patient his or her optimal result. Don't settle for a life with joint pain. We can fix that. Located at 3 Medical Plaza Mountain Home. Check them out at knoxorthopedics.com or call 870-424-3400 for an appointment.
Hello, this is Sally Gilbert, Community Bank President of Arvest Bank. At Arvest, we are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the fifth year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself, come by one of our locations, or visit arvest.com to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.
That was a big basket by Anna Grace Swarman to cut the Marion lead to a point with less than 3 minutes left to play. Actually, 2:54 left on the clock right now. Marion takes their first timeout of the night as they lead now to 31-30. Delaney takes an inbound pass from Robbins and will walk it into the front court. Ball goes around the left side to Robbins. Down to Delaney in the corner. Back on the wing to Robbins. She gives it, tries to give it to Henderson. She can't handle the pass. Emma Martin comes up with a steal. That is Mountain Home's ninth turnover. And Mountain Home has a chance to take their first lead of the night since 1-0 on this possession. Ball goes over to Gilbert on the left wing. Now Gilbert dribbles up to the top, throws over on the right side to Martin. Down to Payne in the right corner. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer, misses everything. Yates gets offensive rebound. Ball goes to Foreman on the low block. Now throws back out to Payne. Her pass was knocked away, goes out of bounds. On the far sideline, it will be Mountain Home's basketball. Last touch by Marion. Adriana Kale's going to check back in for the Lady Patriots as Kiana Delaney will take a seat. Emily Payne will inbound the ball on the far sideline right by the Mountain Home bench. She gets into Gilbert on the right wing. Gilbert's trying to find a way out of the double team, so she gives it to Foreman, who's going to go into the lane for the layup. No good. Looks like she might draw a little contact. No call. And Marion comes up with the rebound. Back on the Lady Patriots. Here is Montgomery. Now she'll give it to Robbins, who will set up the offense. Mounts home in a 2-3 zone. Ball goes over to Sloan on the right side. Up top to Robbins. Over to Montgomery on the left wing. Down to Kale in the corner. Back to Montgomery. Finds Henderson just outside the lane. Now trying to figure out where to go. Finds Montgomery just outside the lane. Her jumper will not go. And the ball was knocked around by Foreman right into the hands of Henderson. She couldn't get the foul to go. This time Foreman gets the rebound. She tries to throw it back out to Martin. Pass was wide of her, and it's going to be go out of bounds. It will be Marion's basketball with 1:31 left in the third quarter. 31-30, Lady Patriots leading it as Montgomery will inbound the ball. That was Mount Holmes' 11th turnover of the night. Montgomery right underneath the basket throws it into Henderson, who's going to put up the jumper. Shot was blocked, but they're going to say she drew contact as well, and it will be two shots coming up for Jayla Henderson with 1:29 left in the third quarter. Aston Yates picks up her first personal foul. I was afraid they was going to call that on Foreman. That would have been her fourth if it had been on her. That's the 13th foul against the Lady Bombers. Henderson's first free throw is up. No good. Jayla Henderson has 4 points on the night so far. That was her first free throw attempt of the evening. She'll have one more attempt coming up. Henderson's second shot is up. She misses both. And ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Kale. It will be Mount Holmes basketball with 1:27 left in the third quarter, and they have another chance to get the lead back. Mount Holmes' only lead in this game has been 1-0 so far. Martin into the front court for the Lady Bombers, dribbles to the right side. Looks like Marion's in his own defense as Martin's being double-teamed. Now Yates being double-teamed in the corner. Back to Martin. Martin will drill towards the top, gives it to Payne. Like a 1-2-2 for Marion. Ball goes over to Gilbert on the left side. Back up top to Payne. Now Payne trying to figure out where to go with it. She'll throw it on the right side to Martin. Martin's about to be double-teamed. Trying to dribble out of it. Goes to the corner. Now she goes back out to the wing. Now dribbles up to the top. Throws over to Payne on the left side. Back up top to Martin. Martin's going to drill down towards the elbow. Kicks out to Gilbert on the right wing. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good, and Matt Holm is on top. Kate Gilbert with 12 points. That's our second lead change this evening. 35 seconds left. Mountain Home leading 33-31. Ball goes over on the right side to Sloan. Mountain Home once again in a 2-3 zone. Sloan's going to drill towards the paint. It's going to pull up for the jumper. Bounces around. Will not go. And Sloan gets their own rebound. Now she's going to be fouled on the floor. And it will be Marion inbounding it with 22.4 seconds left. Aston Yates picks up her second personal foul. That's the 14th foul against the Lady Patriots. Against Lady Bombers, excuse me. Kiana Delaney is going to check back in. Nope. Oh, I take that back. I thought she was, but now she goes right back to the bench. It will be Sloan inbounding the ball on the baseline. She gets into Kale. Back to Sloan on the right side. 19 seconds left. Ball goes up top to Robbins over on the left side to Montgomery. Montgomery will take her dribble. Now goes to the elbow. Now dribbles down to the low block. Has the shot blocked. Now he gets the ball back. Now she will try to throw it to Henderson. Has the ball knocked away. Martin's going to get it and try to do one last heave. There will be nowhere close, and we've reached the end of the third quarter. And Mountain Home will take a two-point lead into the final period when we come back. Our score after 24 minutes of play, Marion leading Mountain Home, Mountain Home leading Marion, 33-31. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
This is a Jackson Hewitt Tax Service announcement. Don't want to wait weeks for your tax refund? That's a reason to go to Jackson Hewitt Tax Service. File your taxes with Jackson Hewitt and ask a tax pro how you could get up to $3,200 fast with a no-fee refund advance. It's a 0% APR loan from MetaBank that's available before your tax refund is, so you could get money when you need it. Go to JacksonHewitt.com to learn about availability, terms, and how you could get money on a prepaid card fast, like today fast. Go to Jackson Hewitt today. That's Jackson Hewitt.